Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，下午好。
下午好。
It's good to be with you once again.
很高兴又来到大家中间。
And to begin, as you just heard, this new series that I will be preaching, I guess, over the next year or more.
就像刚刚大家听到的，我很高兴来到大家这里，给大家开始讲一个新的系列，就叫活了。这个大概是我接下来一年多左右要讲的主题。
Every year, thousands of people climb a mountain in the Italian Alps.
每年都有上万人去爬登啊阿尔 Alps 那座大山。
As they're climbing this particular mountain, they pass stations of the cross or shrines that depict the suffering and crucifixion of Jesus.
当他们攀登这座山的时候，他们会路过很多休息站，然后他们可以看见十字架，还有很多神庙。
And they make their way up the mountain in a pilgrimage to the crucifix at the top.
他们就沿着这个山一直往上爬，最后直到爬到最上面看到十字架。
But one tourist.Notice that there appeared to be a trail that led beyond the cross.
有一位旅行的人发现，其实有一条路可以引导大家走超越十字架。
So he made his way through the thick underbrush, and to his surprise, he found another shrine to the empty tomb and the resurrection of Jesus.
所以他就穿过那个密林重布的小道，然后找到了，结果就看见另外一个神庙，里边有耶稣。
It had been neglected and the brush grew over the path.
他在过去一直都被大家所忽略掉了。
Almost everyone got as far as the cross and there they stopped.
基本上所有的人都停在十字架附近。
Very few people moved beyond the cross.
几乎没有人超越十字架。
Today, we're going to begin a new series called Alive.
今天我们开始一个新的系列，叫活了。
And we'll be looking over, as I mentioned, over the next year or so at a number of followers of Christ who likewise.Found it difficult to move beyond the cross.
那我们就是在接下来的一年多左右，也会看一群跟随耶稣的人，他们其实也是很有困难去超越十字架。
But when they encounter the resurrected Christ, their lives are changed forever.
但是当他们遇见复活的耶稣之后，他们的生命就永远的被改变了。
Turn with me in your Bibles to the verse that we just memorized, Acts 1, verse 3.
让我们翻到刚才我们的金句，就是《使徒行传》一章三节。
We read here, Jesus presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God.
一章三节，他受害之后。用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现，讲说谁国的事。
We want to, in this series, look at those to whom Jesus presented himself alive.
在这个系列里，我们将会看一看耶稣活活的显给的那些人。
During these 40 days between Easter, his resurrection, and his ascension into heaven.
就是在这四十天之内，就是他的从他复活的那一天到他升天的那个日子。
Turn with me as well to the book of Acts chapter 13.
现在让我们翻到《使徒行传》十三章。
Verses 30 and 31.
三十到三十一节。
Verse 30 contains only seven words, but they're some of the best words we could ever read, but God raised him from the dead.
30节其实只有短短数字，却是我们能见到的最好的经文。这里写的是，谁却叫他从死里复活。
For many days, he, Jesus, appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people.
那从加利利同他上耶路撒冷的人多日看见他，这些人如今在民间是他的见证。
Brothers and sisters, we'll discover a pattern in these encounters that Jesus has between his resurrection and ascension.
弟兄姐妹们，我们接下来会看到，在这些人见证，在这些遇见耶稣的人里面，会发现一个规律。
We'll first meet people in desperation.
首先就是耶稣遇见绝望的人。
Who have an encounter with Jesus that transforms their life.
这些人后来遇见耶稣就改变了他们的生命。
And then they become his witnesses.
然后他们就成为耶稣的见证。
Now today we begin with Jesus' first appearance, and it's to Mary Magdalene at the tomb.
今天我们就开始耶稣复活后所遇见的第一个人，那就是抹大拉的玛利亚，是他在那个坟墓边所遇见的。
Now there's been a lot of confusion about Mary Magdalene.
其实关于这个抹大拉的玛利亚，有很多的混乱。
Part of the reason for this is that there are many different Marys that are mentioned in the Gospels.
其中一个原因是因为福音书中有很多的玛利亚。
There's Mary, the mother of Jesus.
首先有耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
Mary, the sister of Martha.
还有玛利亚就是那个马大的姐姐。
Mary, the mother of James and Joseph.
还有就是玛利亚就是那个雅各和约瑟的母亲。
And then, of course, there's also Mary Magdalene.
当然这里还有抹大拉的玛利亚。
Actually, we don't know that much about Mary Magdalene from the scriptures.
其实从圣经里，我们对于抹大拉的玛利亚，我们知道的并不多。
We first meet her in Luke chapter 8, verse 2, where she and some other women were healed of demon possession.
我们第一次看到玛利亚的记载是在路加福音第八章第二节，这里讲到从玛利亚身上赶出七个鬼。
And Mary herself was delivered from 7 demons.
就是玛利亚她自己身上是被赶出七个污鬼。
And in contrast to popular thinking, there is no biblical evidence that Mary Magdalene was ever a prostitute.
其实给大家所经常听到的不太一样，其实圣经里并没有记载她是一个妓女。
In fact, the Gospels don't even say more about Mary Magdalene until the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus.
其实圣经里，之后就没有再记载玛利亚，直到她在耶稣复活的时候遇见耶稣。
Now, with this background, let me invite you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 20, verses 11 to 18.
好，现在我们翻到约翰福音二十章十一到十八节。
This afternoon, we're going to discover three things in Mary's encounter with Jesus that I believe relate to our own stories and experiences.
今天下午我们将会讲三个方面关于耶稣和玛利亚的这个遭遇。我相信这三个事情对我们现在的生活也是大有帮助的。
We're going to see something about sorrow.
第一个是有关悲伤的事。
Something about seeking.
第二个有关寻找的事。
And something about seeing.
第三个有关看见的事情。
Follow along as I read verses 11 to 13.
好，我们读一下十一到十三节。
But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.
11-13节, 玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看。 就看见两个天使穿着白衣，在哀放耶稣尸体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说：“妇人，你为什么哭？”他说：“因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。”Why
is Mary weeping?
玛利亚为什么在哭呢？
She's weeping because she's overcome with sorrow.
她在哭是因为她心里真的是很悲伤。
Sorrow and grief are, of course, common to the human experience, especially at the loss of a close friend or a loved one.
其实悲伤痛苦是人类很正常的情感，尤其是我们失去很亲爱的人。
Some of you know firsthand the intense emotional pain and anguish that Mary experiences here.
尤其是失去了我们认识的非常亲近的人，我们心里的悲伤和痛苦，这都是玛利亚现在也在感受的。And
friends, it's normal and it's good and healthy for us to grieve the loss of a loved one.
朋友们，其实我们为我们失去的亲人痛苦，其实是正常的，也是好的。But
Mary is weeping not only because Jesus is dead, but because his body is also missing.
但是玛利亚在哭，不仅仅是因为主耶稣死了，而是因为主耶稣的尸体也不见了。And
with Jesus' body missing, she's completely overwhelmed with sorrow.
当主耶稣的尸体不见的时候，她就再也控制不住自己了。To
the point where she's utterly lost and empty and confused.
他真的是极度的迷失，极度的痛苦，然后失去了自我。You
see, Mary couldn't move beyond the cross.
玛利亚不能超越十字架。She
was there when Jesus died, but she couldn't move beyond the cross.
在十字架下，她看到耶稣死了，但是她不能超越十字架。
And friends, I wonder if that's why we find so many sad and defeated and disillusioned Christians today.
朋友们，我在想，这是不是也是我们今天有这么多很悲伤的，然后失去希望的，然后不知所措的基督徒。
They may know that Jesus died on the cross, but they have never moved beyond the cross.
还有一瓶这个。
Next, we're going to see something about seeking.
下一个, 我们将看一下关于寻找的故事。
Verse 14 and 15, we read, having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.
14-15节说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里。 却不知道是耶稣，耶稣问他说：“妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？”玛利亚以为是开源的，就对他说：“先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。”Mary
turns around and sees Jesus, but she doesn't recognize him.
玛利亚转过身来看见了耶稣，但是却不知道是耶稣。Why
not?
为什么呢？
Why isn't she celebrating?
她现在为什么不是在庆祝呢?
Why isn't she singing? Why isn't she dancing?
她这个时候为什么不是在唱歌，不是在跳舞呢?
Because she never expected to see Jesus alive.
因为她从来没有期待过她能看见活着的主。
Who was Mary seeking?
那玛利亚在寻找谁呢?
Think about this. Who was she seeking?
我们真的想一想，玛利亚找的到底是谁？
It wasn't the risen living Lord Jesus Christ.
他找的不是已经复活的主耶稣。
He was seeking a corpse, a Jesus dead and buried.
他在找的是一具尸体，主耶稣死了，已经被埋葬了。
You see, Mary was seeking to serve.
玛利亚也在寻找服侍的机会。
She was there to fulfill a duty by embalming the body.
她在那里只是想来把耶稣的身体再膏一下，这样使命。
And she needed that body because her whole relationship with Jesus was dependent on how she could serve him.
她真的是需要那一具尸体，因为她觉得她和主耶稣的关系就在于她可以找到那一具尸体。
Her relationship with Jesus was so influenced by her sense of duty that even when she turns and sees him alive, she doesn't recognize him.
玛利亚被她自己要服侍主耶稣的这个责任，这个紧紧抓住，以至于她看见复活的主的时候也没有认出来。
Friends, we may find Mary's commitment and sense of duty to be praiseworthy.
我们其实发现，玛利亚的这个对主的忠心与服侍，其实是应该受到赞扬。
But the truth is that our relationship to Jesus is not dependent on what we do for Him.
但是事实是，我们和主的关系不在于我们为主做了什么。
Our relationship to Jesus is dependent solely on what He has done for us through His death.And his resurrection and his life.
我们和主的关系在于主为我们受死，主为我们复活，而且主现在在我们的生命中。
I'm convinced that Mary's problem is still a problem for many Christians today.
我确信玛利亚的问题，其实在现在很多基督徒中仍然存在。
There's no real sense that Jesus is alive.
我们其实并没有真实的感觉到主耶稣已经复活。
And they are more or less blindly serving a dead Christ.
他们只是盲目的在服侍一位死去的主。
People who, out of gratitude, go on fulfilling their religious duties.
人们只是因为感激来履行他们的宗教职责。
People who try to please God through living a good life, through their service and their sacrifice.
他们只是想取悦谁，所以就过一个虔敬的生活。
People who never move beyond the cross.
这些人从来没有超越十字架。
So let me ask you this afternoon, who are you seeking?
让我今天下午来问问你。你现在在寻找谁？
Is Jesus just a religious figure or a cultural icon?
耶稣是一个宗教的形象，或者只是一个文化上的一个标志吗？
Is he just an example, a moral teacher like Confucius?
他只是一个像孔子那样的道德老师吗？
Is he just the object of theology books and the History Channel?
他是不是只是历史频道，或者说那个文化上的一个这样的一个主题
？Or is Jesus alive？
还是你认为主真的复活了
？Someone we can get to know personally。
主就是那位我们真的可以个人的去了解他的那一位。
Brothers and sisters, his being alive makes all the difference。
弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣是活着的。这会产生巨大的影响。
And finally, we're going to see something here about seeing.
好，最后我们再看一下关于看见的故事。
Verses 16 to 18.
16到18节。
Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher.Jesus said to her, Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her.
16-18节，耶稣说：“玛利亚，玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说：‘拉波尼，拉波尼就是夫子的意思。’耶稣说：‘不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说：我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父；见我的神，也是你们的神。’抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说：我已经看见了主。他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。”
We now see how Jesus meets people at their point of need.
我们这里看见主耶稣怎样满足人们的需要。
How he encounters those in sorrow.
他怎样遇见各样的人。
How he responds to those who seek him with a broken and contrite heart.
他对那些有一颗忧伤痛悔的心又寻找他的人是如何回应的。
And with one simple word from Jesus, Mary's eyes are opened.
主耶稣只说了一句简单的话，玛利亚的眼睛就打开了。
He speaks to her by name.
就是叫她的名字。
He simply says, Mary.
他只是简单的说，玛利亚。
Mary, I love you.
玛利亚，我爱你。
Mary, I'm here for you.
玛利亚，我在这里。
Mary, I'm alive.
玛利亚，我活了。
Friends, can you hear Jesus speaking your name?
亲爱的朋友们，你们听见主在叫你的名字吗？
I believe Jesus wants each of us to hear his voice today.
我相信主希望我们每一个人都听见他的话语。
Go ahead and imagine Jesus speaking your name and saying,
大家来想一下，主耶稣现在就在喊你的名字。
I love you. I'm here for you. I'm alive.
我爱你，我就在这里。我活了。
Brothers and sisters, when we encounter the living Lord Jesus, we see two more significant things.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们看见复活的主的时候，我们看见两个很重要的事情。
We see, secondly, that Jesus is our life.
第一，我们看到主耶稣是我们的生命。
Once Mary recognizes Jesus, she immediately calls him Master.
当玛利亚认出耶稣的时候，马上叫他夫子。
And she begins clinging to him.
她就马上抓住主。
She understands that he is Lord in and over her life.
她就意识到主耶稣是主，而且是超越她的生命。
She simply wants to be with him.
他只是简单的想和主在一起。
You see, Christianity is not about what we do for Jesus.
你看见吗？基督教在这里不是说我们为主做了什么。
It's about laying hold of the life of Christ.
而是紧紧抓住有主耶稣的生命。
Laying hold of the living Christ and his life, his resurrection life in and through us.
抓住主耶稣，抓住他的生命，他复活的生命，而且他复活以后在我们生命中的生命。
And second, finally, we see here that we see that we are his witnesses.
第二点我们看到的是，我们就是他的见证。
Jesus tells Mary to announce the good news that he is alive.
耶稣告诉玛利亚去宣扬他已经复活的好消息。
And she's ready and willing to share what she experienced.
她马上然后就立刻去宣传这个好消息。
Jesus is alive.
主复活了。
I've seen him and he spoke with me.
我已经看见了他，而且他对我讲话。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus is sending you.With the same good news.
弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣也是同样的差遣我们，用这样的好消息差遣我们。
There are people you know that need to be encouraged by this good news.
在这个世界上，有人需要知道，需要我们用这样的好消息来鼓励他们。
People who need to know that Jesus is alive.
人们需要知道主是活着的。
That he loves them.
而且主爱他们。
That he's there for them.
主永远在我们困难的时候在我们身边。
And he wants to give them the gift of new and eternal life.
他也想给我们每一个人一个全新的永恒的生命。
Amen.
Amen.